Here at Anontech, comma, we do our best to cover the topics that will interest our readers, period. Naturally, comma, some topics are of interest to the vast majority of readers, comma, while others target a more limited audience, period. At first glance, comma, this article falls squarely into the latter category, period. However, comma, when we think about where computers started and where they are now, comma, and then try to extrapolate that and determine where they are heading in the future, comma, certainly the user interface has to play a substantial part in making computers easier to use for a larger portion of the population, period. Manual typewriters gave way to keyboards, semicolon. Text interfaces have been replaced by GUIs, open paren, mostly, close paren, semicolon. And we have mice, comma, trackballs, comma, touchpads, comma, and WYSIWYG interfaces now, period. Unfortunately, comma, we have yet to realize the vision of Isaac Asimov and other science fiction writers where a small handheld device can handle all transcription duties, period. New paragraph. Why does any of this really matter? Question mark. I mean, comma, we're all basically familiar with using keyboards and mice, comma, and they seem to get the job done quite well, period. Certainly, comma, it's difficult to imagine speech recognition becoming the preferred way of playing games, period. There are also people in the world that can type at 140 words per minute or faster, dash. Wouldn't they just be slowed down by trying to dictate to the computer instead of typing, question mark? New paragraph. There are plenty of seemingly valid concerns, comma, and change can be a difficult process, period. However, comma, think back for a moment to the first time you saw Microsoft's new wheel mouse, period. I don't know how other people reacted, comma, but the first time I saw one, I thought it was the stupidest gimmick I had ever seen, period. I already had a three-button mouse, comma, and while the right mouse button was generally useful, comma, the middle mouse button served little purpose, period. How could turning the middle mouse button into a wheel possibly make anything better? Question mark. Fast forward to today, comma, and it irritates me to no end if I have to use a mouse that doesn't have a wheel, period. In fact, comma, when I finally tried out the wheel mouse, comma, it only took about 2 hours of use before I was hooked, period. In other words, comma, just because something is different or you haven't tried it before, comma, don't assume that it's worthless, period. New paragraph. There are a couple areas in which speech recognition can be extremely useful, period. For one, comma, there are handicapped people that don't have proper control over their hands and fingers, comma, and yet they can speak easily, period. Given how pervasive computers have become in everyday life, comma, flat out denying access to certain people would be unconscionable, period. Many businesses are finding speech recognition to be useful as well, dash, or more appropriately, comma, voice recognition, period. Open paren. The difference between speech recognition and voice recognition is that voice recognition generally only has to deal with a limited vocabulary, period. Close paren. As an example, comma, warehousing job functions only require a relatively small vocabulary of around 400 words, comma, and allowing a computer system to interface with the user via earphones and a microphone can free up the hands to do other things, period. The end result is increased productivity and reduced errors, comma, which in turn yields better profitability, period. New paragraph. Health considerations. New paragraph. There's at least one more area that can be a direct benefit to many people. Dash. I know it has certainly helped me. Period. Typing on the keyboard for many hours every day is not the healthiest of practices. Period. Every keyboard on the market today carries a warning about repetitive stress injuries, open paren, RSI, close paren, comma, and with good reason, period. Not everyone will have problems, comma, and not everyone that has problems will experience the same degree of discomfort, period. However, comma, The more you type and the older you get, comma, the greater your chance for developing RSI from computer use, period. Needless to say, comma, I am one of the many people in the world who has developed carpal tunnel syndrome, open paren, CTS, close paren, period. New paragraph. There are many things you can do to try and combat carpal tunnel problems, period. Some people feel that ergonomic keyboards will help, comma, and at least for me, I found it to be more comfortable than a regular keyboard, period. Getting a better chair and desk will also help, dash. You want a chair and desk that will put your wrists and hands in the proper position in order to minimize strain, semicolon. If you're not comfortable sitting at your computer, comma, you should probably invest in a new chair at the very least, period. New paragraph. Even with modifications to your work area, comma, though, comma, there's a reasonable chance that you'll still have difficulty, period. You might consider surgery, comma, but while that will generally help 70% of the time, according to studies, comma, many people find that discomfort returns within a couple years, period. The simple fact of the matter is that the best way to avoid RSI complications is to eliminate the repetitive activity that's causing the problem in the first place, period. That means that if typing on a keyboard is giving you CTS, comma, the best way to alleviate the problem is to not type on a keyboard anymore, period. That makes it rather difficult to write for an online publication, comma, as you can imagine, period. New paragraph. Of course, comma, it usually isn't necessary to completely stop an activity that's causing RSI, period. The phrase itself gives you an idea of how to avoid difficulties, colon. Avoid excessive repetition, period. Typing 20 pages of text per day on a computer would probably cause anyone to get CTS, period. Typing 10 pages per day would probably cause problems for many people, comma, but not for everyone, period. Typing 5 pages per day would likely only affect a smaller portion of the population, period. Finally, comma, if you could cut it down to 1 or 2 pages per day, comma, most people would be fine, period. That brings us to the present topic, colon. Speech recognition, period. New paragraph. Languages are complex enough that learning a new language is always difficult, period. We spend years growing up in an environment, comma, learning the language, comma, learning the rules, comma, developing our own accent, comma, etc., period. No two people in the world are going to sound exactly alike, comma, and it goes without saying that everyone makes periodic mistakes in grammar and pronunciation while speaking, period. Programming a computer so that it understands everything that we say, comma, corrects the mistakes, comma, and gets all the grammar correct as well is a daunting task at best, period. Nevertheless, comma, speech recognition has so many potential benefits that it is considered one of the holy grail landmarks that we want to achieve, comma, and research on the problem has been in progress for decades, period. New paragraph. As time has passed, comma, computers have gotten faster and the algorithms have been improved, comma, and we're at the point now where real-time speech recognition is actually feasible, period. Mistakes will still be made, comma, and dealing with different accents and slash or speech impediments only serves to make things more difficult, comma, but for many people, it is now apparently possible to get accuracy higher than 90%, period. That isn't that great, comma, as it means one or two mistakes per sentence, comma, but it's a good place to start, period. I've got a couple pieces of software that purport to achieve higher than 90% accuracy rates after training, comma, so that will allow us to perform some real-world benchmarks, period.